Welcome, music lovers and friends, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's begin today's show, celebrating the birth anniversary of the great Louis Armstrong, who many consider the father of jazz music. Let's hear what is his signature song, When It's Sleepy Time Down South.
Guy coming up the street look like he's from my hometown. Look like old Charles Alexander, man.
What you say,
Nipper?
Well, what you know, Jim?
Oh, nothing much, boy.
How long you been up here, boy?
Oh, I've been up here about a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Well, man, I've been up here a long time myself. I'm going back home.
Well, go on, then.
Oh, I'm going. Get some of them red beans and figures. You remember them sweet potatoes, Roger? Get a load of this. This is why I'm going back. All the fair moon shining, the fields below. Dark is grooning songs on the low. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know. It's sleepy time down south. Soft wind blowing through the pinewood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees, it's sleepy time down south. Oh, steamboats on the river coming a going, splashing the night away. You hear the banjos ringing, the dark is singing, the dance till the break of day. Dear old Southland, where the dream is on, take me back to the gal of Joan. Oh, how I'd love to hold her in my arms when it's sleepy time down south.
Louis Satchmo Armstrong, and that's his signature tune, When It's Sleepy Time Down South. And Satchmo was born on August 4th, 1901, so we're celebrating his 121st birth anniversary, born in New Orleans, Louisiana, passed away at age 69 in 1971, often spoken of as the father of jazz music, certainly one of the great players of all times that in some ways invented jazz improvisation through his incredible trumpet playing and singing as well. A great scat singer was Louis Armstrong. So that's our tribute. We're going to move on now to the NEA Jazz Masters that were recently announced. This is the class of 2023, the National Endowment of the Arts highest honors for a jazz musician. And this year, they have chosen to award the honor to Louis Hayes, Regina Carter, Kenny Garrett, and Sue Mingus. So we are going to honor them in this week's episode of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to begin with Louis Hayes, the great drummer, played for many years with Horace Silver and Cannonball Adderley, Oscar Peterson, and many jazz greats. He did an album in 2017 entitled Serenade for Horace, his tribute to Horace Silver. And we're going to begin with Silver's Serenade from Louis Hayes.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Kenny Barron and Regina Carter, and a very unique interpretation of Wayne Shorter's Footprints from an album entitled Free Fall, a duet album. And Regina Carter is being bestowed the honor of Jazz Master by the National Endowment for the Arts. Before that, we heard from Lewis Hayes from the album Serenade for Horace. We heard Silver's Serenade. That album features, of course, Lewis Hayes on drums, Desron Douglas on bass, Steve Nelson on vibraphones, Dave Bryan on piano, tenor saxophonist Abraham Burton, and trumpeter Josh Evans. Let's continue on with our NEA Jazz Masters program with Kenny Garrett, great alto saxophone player. Early in his career, worked with the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Mel Lewis Orchestra, and in 1987 began working with Miles Davis, a collaboration that lasted 5 years. Let's hear from Kenny Garrett's album Songbook, a 1997 release. Sing a Song of Songs, Kenny Garrett.
Thank you.
That's Gunslinging Bird by the Mingus Big Band from the album Mingus Band Live at Jazz Standard. Sadly, the Jazz Standard closed down last year, but I had the fortune of going there many times and seeing Mingus Big Band, which was a production of Sue Mingus, wife of Charles Mingus. And Sue Mingus was bestowed the honor of NEA Jazz Master along with Kenny Garrett, Regina Carter, and Lewis Hayes. And that concludes our set of NEA Jazz Masters for this year. One great artist that I think should be among the Jazz Masters is Charles McPherson. Charles played with Charles Mingus for many years. One of the all-time great alto saxophone players. We're going to hear from an album entitled First Flight Out, released in 1994, featuring Charles McPherson on alto sax, Tom Harrell on trumpet, Michael Weiss on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. Let's hear Deep Night. Thank you. That's Matt Dwanzik from his latest release, his second album, A Year and a Day. We heard Old English. Matt Dwanzik, a young bass player, very much in demand in New York City and Hartford, Connecticut, where he resides and teaches. Along with Matt Dwanzik on bass, we have Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on Fender Rhodes piano, Chris Allen on saxophone, and Andrew Renfro on guitar, fine quintet. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening. We're going to finish out today's show with one of my favorite reed players. His name is Joe Farrell. This is from an album from 1972, a fine quartet. Joe Farrell on soprano saxophone, Elvin Jones on drums, Chick Corea on piano, and Buster Williams on drums. We're going to hear Sound Down. That'll do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution via PayPal. If you prefer Venmo, my handle is @DigginJazz, DigginJazz, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.